So we launched the office. I was the first hire as the chief risk officer, and we began the business of building the infrastructure for our program, developing our policies, developing our training, outlining roles and responsibilities from the director of our organization, the commissioner, who's the commissioner, all the way down to the journeyman new or woman new employee.
When you talk about holistic view of risk, what are we talking about here? We're talking about financial risk, obviously it's the Treasury Department, but what else? Personnel risk, cyber risk, acquisition risk, what else?
Sure. We work from the Bureau of the Fiscal Service Enterprise Risk Management Framework. That was one of the first goals, was to establish what our policy would be and our approach would be in our ERM program. And in our framework, we identify the following risk categories. Operational risk, which is broad. That's anything from IT and cyber-related risks, as you mentioned, to human capital-related risks, to business process-related risks. So that's the broadest category. We also focus on reputational risk, managing those issues, those events that could disparage or cast a negative light upon our organization and our ability to achieve our overall objectives. We also focus on strategic risk, and that really leverages the latter part of what I just mentioned. Strategic risk is managing effectively those events, those risks that could impede our ability to achieve tactical and strategic objectives. We think about political risk. You know, those events, those issues that could play out outside of the organization and the legislative branch or other branches of government that could have a bearing or an impact upon our operation. So we really think about risk broadly. In addition to that, we look at compliance and legal risk. It's very important that, again, being the financial services provider to the government, that we ourselves have a very compliant approach to the way we operate. So those really are the broad categories of risk that we focus on here.
You may say, well, from an operational standpoint, cyber risk is maybe a bigger risk for us than maybe business process risk. Is that how deep you guys go, or do you keep it at a certain level and then share information with the owners of that risk, the people who run the business side or the cyber folks in the CIO's office?
So I think what you're describing is very important, and that is at the Bureau of the Fiscal Service, our posture in terms of risk management is that the business and program leaders, so the leaders of our IT function, the leaders of our revenue collection management, our debt collection organization, that they, as they run their business, identify and own the risk. What we are facilitating through the Office of Enterprise Risk Management is making sure that significant risks that might emerge and impact one part of our organization may very well have an impact somewhere else. So what we want to do is have that very productive, very transparent dialogue and understanding of the most significant risks facing the organization that are cross-cutting in nature or that are so significant that they require that our governance posture be kind of dedicated to making sure that we mitigate those risks. So that shared understanding helps us make better decisions, helps our leadership better understand what we're up against, and helps them govern the organization more effectively. So it really is not so much a matter of identifying one risk that's more important than the other. What we do is we identify all the risks that we think are significant. We look at likelihood of the risk materializing. We look at impact of the risk materializing. And then we really work hard to focus our decision-making to recognize and to take into account what the most significant risks are across our organization.
Talk a little bit about what your office does day in and day out beyond come up with a framework or come up with a policy.
Sure. You start with the policy because it's important for everyone to understand, here's what we're about, here's what we as an organization are agreeing to do, and here's everyone's role in it. But beyond that, the Office of Enterprise Risk Management works closely and directly with the assistant commissioners, the leaders of different business lines across our organization, where we take targeted evaluations, targeted assessments of risks. So let's say we're going to launch a new product. What is the risk associated with that? What are some of the issues that they should be mindful about in terms of standing up such an initiative? So we do a series of targeted risk assessments across the organization. We share that information not only with that the leader of that business or program area, but we have that dialogue with the executives across our organization. So we're always looking to leverage lessons learned and making sure that we're making decisions based on risk awareness. So that's key to a lot of what we do. We also are in the business of identifying best practices and food for thought so that the leaders of the different business and program areas have what we hope to be kind of cutting edge thinking in terms of how they not only achieve their technical priorities, but do it in a risk aware manner. So we spend a lot of time in those camps.
What do you expect that your office is, what benefits are you guys already bringing and will bring in the future?
The key benefit to any organization's Office of Enterprise Risk Management is to facilitate a culture where, again, from the journey man or woman all the way up to the leadership, when we see a potential issue, we raise our hand. We think about it strategically. We make sure that we've got the resources brought to bear to make sure that we're managing risk effectively. And it's not so much about compliance. It's not so much about saying, oh, no, we can't take that on. It really is about informing the organization about how. How do we push out on this new priority, this new initiative, this new objective? And what are the impacts in terms of what we already have on our plates? It's really the ultimate benefit of any organization's OERM function or ERM function is awareness. It's data-driven awareness. It's data-driven insight that leverages the organization to achieve its priorities.